WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of bipartisan senators releasing the details of the highly anticipated immigration bill tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not bring it up in the House. Johnson urged by former President Trump not to vote for it. Southern California getting battered by a strong storm that started Sunday and is still going.
What's being described as a fire hose of water continues to unleash here. More than a month's worth of rain has fallen in the last 24 hours and won't stop until tomorrow. It has lightened up a bit this morning compared to Sunday night's battering, but a flash flood warning remains in place for over 4 million people here around L.A. There have been numerous flooded areas around creeks and on roads and small mudslides.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles County. A Michigan jury will begin deliberations today in Jennifer Crumbly's case. Her son Ethan shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School. She is the first person in the U.S. charged in connection with their child's school shooting. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died after his pickup truck hit a bridge and rolled into a body of water near Laval on Saturday night. It happened around 11:25. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene where the pickup was partially underwater near County Trunk F. The 56-year-old man was declared dead at the scene. The crash is still under investigation. The Interstate 39-90-94 corridor between Madison and Wisconsin Dells is being studied for a major project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is narrowing down alternatives for some of the intersections and highway stretches. A public involvement meeting took place on Wednesday at the Wisconsin Dells High School, where the department laid out updated ideas for the potential project, in which construction would likely start in 2030 if approved at the state level. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be foggy and frosty this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. Our high today, 45, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with more fog. Our low down to 28 tomorrow. Fog in the morning, then sunshine with a high of 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
99.7.
Refrigerate. that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
'80s, '90s, and more.
I love Jack.
Something you say. Oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Every breath you take, there's the Police. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
Good morning, Maddie, and welcome back.
Thank Thank you. It was a long, long weekend and a very tiring weekend all at the same time. But we are definitely glad to be home out of Dallas because, well, it just was not as fun of an event as, well, it's basically what I anticipated. Let's just put it like that.
Okay.
So, of course, we were at what we like to call the National Chaser Summit, which is a big gathering of all the storm chasers who can actually get into one room and they learn how to forecast better and they learn a few things about safety and all of that good stuff. And yeah, it's an eclectic group of people. Let's just put it like that. So, So we were actually pretty glad to be done and get home because it's not super relaxing. It's not really a vacation. We never did leave the motel at all. If we wanted anything other than motel food, we had to have everything DoorDash to us because it literally started at 8 a.m. both days and went until about 10:30 at night both days.
Wow.
So we didn't really get a chance to leave. It was pretty jam. Impact. So we were exhausted when we came home last night because, in fact, on Saturday night, there's so many people who leave early Sunday morning. The plan was to be wrapped up and done and out of the motel convention rooms by about 8:45. Well, we all walked out about 11:15. So that was neat.
Well, are these party people or, I mean, do things get out of control or what happens?
Some of them do. There's a lot of partaking in the adult beverages at ChaserCon, as we like to call it from long in its day. It was originally called the Chaser Convention. It stopped for a couple of years because the original organizers just needed a break and then some other chasers picked it up and now they call it Chaser Summit. So it's got a big, long history. So we call it fondly ChaserCon, even though that's not technically what it's called anymore. All of the OGs, as we found out, we were this weekend by the young up-and-coming chasers, like to refer to it as the OG or as ChaserCon. So yeah, they like to have a lot of fun. They stay up really late at night. That's not what Corey and I do. We were in bed most nights by about 10:30, 11 o'clock. So we're not the party people that we once were, not that we ever were, but it was quite the experience.
How was the flight?
The flights were bumpy. The one there, when we left Madison, there was a couple things that they had to take care of on the flight before we could actually leave. Therefore, there was paperwork, as the pilot told us, that needed to be done. So when that happened, that pushed us back about 25, 30 minutes from actual takeoff. But we still made it to Dallas on time, which is an interesting concept, air travel. You know, you can get somewhere pretty darn quickly. Then on the way back, we actually went through a few thunderstorms, so it was a little bumpy. It was a little turbulent. In fact, on the way back they didn't let us take off our seatbelts the entire time because it was just a little bumpy. Now here's a fun story for everybody.
That's a little unnerving sometimes, right?
It is just a little. My husband is not a great flyer, so he was very antsy through the whole flight. But here's a fun story for everybody. Here we are with a room full of chasers, people who love to get out there and see storms, and we knew that there was a chance for some storms in Dallas because it was just kind of how it was shaping up. It was a little warm, a little humid, a little foggy when we woke up on Friday morning, and by Friday afternoon, 2 hours to our west, there were two amazing tornadoes on the ground, and none of them were able to actually get there. We were like, that pretty much speaks volumes.
That's quite the conundrum for them, I'm sure. It was inner turmoil.
Yes, it was. They were all very upset. There was a lot of adult words flying around, words I can't say here on the radio. There were a lot of, you know, fists hitting tables and things like that because they were beautiful and they were absolutely photogenic. They stayed over open area, which is what chasers usually love, because that means there's no damage happening anywhere. So they were gorgeous, though, and they stayed on the ground for quite a while. So, yeah, it was kind of a Price is Right loser horn moment for everybody in that room, let me tell you. Now, here's what I did learn this weekend. You know, going into this, I told you chasers are a special breed of people, right? Like, they're a special group of people. Some of them just love the technology and the science of it. there's others that, yeah, there's a few things happening there, and you got a lot of questions about what's going on in life for them. I mean, nice individuals, but the most socially awkward people you've ever met in your whole life. Like, they don't know what to do when they greet you. It's hilarious. Anyway, there was one guy, now, we don't know him well, but we know of him, and he was talking to a couple of our friends from California, and we walked up to greet them, and he didn't even say hello to us. He looks at us, and he goes, "My dog can read radar." What was that? And here he is sitting with his dog, Sven, a beautiful golden retriever. And Corey looks at me out of the corner of his eye, and I look at him, and I went, "Oh, yeah? Yeah, he sits and watches radar, and when the red comes up on the screen, that's when we know we have to go." And in my mind, I'm like, dogs don't actually see color, but that's all right, buddy. You do you. You think, Sven.
Believe in your thing, yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, in the Chaser community, we continue to encourage this by giving him a award on Saturday night for the best storm-chasing dog. I was like, no, see, this is just prolonging the inevitable and the fact that he's going to continue to tell people that his dog can read radar. But
you feel like when there are people that are that socially awkward when you meet them that then initially you kind of become socially awkward because you feel so
uncomfortable, right? You don't know what to how to greet them, and when the first words out of your mouth is "my dog can read radar," it's a little weird. It's a little weird. So all the weekend long, anytime something odd would happen, because we're in a room full of chasers, so a lot of odd stuff happens, I would look at Corey and I'd be like, "Did you know that my dog can read radar?" All in all, though, it was a great weekend. Our chasers were amazing. It was so good to connect with them. You know, we've talked a little bit about our chaser, Jordan, who comes up here, uses his drone to help get footage of parades and fairs and all of that kind of stuff. He and his beautiful girlfriend were, you know, this is like the Academy Awards for chasers, right? When they actually do the awards ceremony. He was named Chaser of the Year for the entire community, and his girlfriend was named Rookie Chaser of the Year. So that was pretty darn cool. Yeah. So it was exciting for them. And so just to be there in that moment, that was pretty cool because you work really hard. I mean, these guys are a little weird. You know, the group is opening up to a whole lot more women, which is also very cool because women can do science too. So that's pretty cool as well. But just when you see how hard they're working and the amount of money and time that it takes for them to go out and get this research, because Jordan actually uses it for research and helps in that capacity as well. It's pretty darn cool to see them doing so awesome in the community. So all in all, not a bad trip. We'll put it like that. We're exhausted, though. I got to tell you, we got off the plane yesterday, and after going to bed at midnight and having to be at the airport by 6:30 yesterday morning, we were ready for bed pretty early. But we persevered, Finn. We watched the Grammys last night. Did you get to see any of the awards ceremony?
Because it was a good one. No, I'm kind of running down some of the highlights here this morning. But
it was a good one, let me tell you. So let's start with the awards that they gave out last night. Album of the Year, no surprise here, went to Taylor Swift with Midnights. Now, interestingly enough, when she won that, at the time, last night, when the award ceremony started, she was actually tied with three other people to win Album of the Year three different times. She's in good company in that, too. Frank Sinatra, Paul Simon, and Stevie Wonder were the other three people who had won Album of the Year and gotten the Grammy three separate times. She is now in the history books for winning it four times, being the first female to do so as well.
Not
so pretty cool. Yep. Yeah, not too bad. Record of the Year went to Miley Cyrus for Flowers. Song of the Year, What Was I Made For from Barbie. That went to Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas, of course. And then the Best New Artist went to Victoria Monet. When you look at the pop vocal album, that also went to Midnights by Taylor Swift. The Best Solo Performance, interestingly enough, was Miley Cyrus. That went to her hit Flowers. She won her first Grammy last night ever, by the way, Miley Cyrus. So that was pretty cool. And it was, I thought,
and she performed the song, right?
Yes, she did. Now, I personally thought that it was an amazing award ceremony. There were a lot of really cool things that they put into this. Now, Trevor Noah, if you're a fan of his, he's one of the executive producers of this show. And honestly, his youth and his enthusiasm and his coolness, because I think he's kind of cool. cool. It really is starting to show dividends in the product that they're putting out for the Grammys. So there were a few really cool moments. So I highlighted some of the moments that I thought were really awesome. Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs got up on stage together and performed Fast Car. Tracy Chapman on guitar, and that's really all you need to know. It was an incredible Grammy moment. Absolutely incredible, because Tracy Chapman is so, so talented. And then you mentioned Miley Cyrus. She did it was a great performance of Flowers, too. It's one of those new songs that I really, really like. And she knocked it out of the park. She also did a little tribute to Tina Turner using the Flowers lyrics, but using a few of the chords from some of Tina's songs. It was a great medley that she put together. Now, the memoriam that they always put together for artists that we lost over the year, Finn, it was amazingly well done. So you pull Stevie Wonder out there to start on a piano, right? And he did a tribute to Tony Bennett. So on a big screen behind him, they actually sang together with Tony on a big screen and Stevie Wonder live in the audience on a piano. It was sensationally and so well done. Very, very impressive. And then that wasn't it for the memoriam, okay? They went on. John Batiste was out there. He was absolutely sensational doing his part of the memoriam. Brought Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis out onto the stage with him. I know, it was insane. And then you had Fantasia Barrino out there as well, and she did a massive tribute to Tina Turner, which was very well done too. Oprah Winfrey got to acknowledge that moment in time. She was very good friends with Tina Turner, so she got to do the introduction of Fantasia, because they worked together on that new The Color Purple movie. So it was a whole big thing. Jay-Z was awarded the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award last night. Now, I'm not a huge Jay-Z fan, but what I did appreciate is him getting up onto the stage at the Grammys and basically telling the Grammy committee where it's at as far as diversity and equality in the music scene. And the fact that it's still not quite there. It's not quite where it needs to be. And so Jay-Z gave a little roasting. I mean, not in a bad way, just very honest about his opinion of where things are at. So that was kind of refreshing to see. Billy Joel was also on stage. Come on now. Yeah. You know, you and I talked a couple weeks ago that he's actually got new music out, and he did perform his new song, Turn the Lights Back On. And then he also did a couple of his ones everybody loves from way back in the day to end things. And then Joni Mitchell, amazing performance on stage. Joni Mitchell just blew everybody away. She did an incredible job. And the cool thing that I thought about the Grammys this year is when they were introducing some of the live artists, they had these little packages that they put together talking to people who had worked with the artist who was about to perform, or the artist themselves talking about why this was such a consequential song for them, that kind of thing. And it was kind of enlightening to see, and a lot of more background than we usually get at the Grammys, you know, where they just pull out performer after performer, award after award. Yeah. So it was really kind of cool to get a little background. And I had no idea that Joni Mitchell, she just turned 80. She's had some health issues over the years. And Brandi Carlile.
Brain aneurysm,
yes.
I believe. Yeah.
She's had to teach herself how to rewalk twice in life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. So to be up there at 80, sitting there and performing with a orchestra around her, like a small one, because Brandi Carlile was on guitar. They had a cello player, a violinist, they had somebody on a clarinet, and then they had some background singers. It was just a really, really cool moment to see her out there. Really, really awesome. And then there was a surprise guest, and the Grammys kept this completely under wraps because this global icon did not want anybody to know that she was going to be there. Turned out Celine Dion walked onto the stage to present Taylor Swift with her Album of the Year award, which was... Okay. I mean, hello, we haven't seen Celine Dion publicly.
She's suffered with some health issues,
yes,
too.
Yeah. Yes, she sure has. She looked phenomenal. It was so awesome to see her. And I know that life has hit her really hard after losing her husband. I mean, I think that's when she kind of lost the will to do a lot of live music, because he was the producer. He helped songwrite a lot of stuff for her. So I think for her, it was a personal and emotional thing. But to see her on stage, you know, it was... it was quite the moment to see her walk out. So there were a few highlights, and if you get the opportunity to watch it back and you're a music fan, I would totally implore you to do so, because there were some really, really awesome moments last night at the Grammy Awards. And I don't usually say that. I like the Grammys, but I'm not usually like, wow, that kind of blew me away right now. I had a lot of those last night where there were moments where it was just absolutely so well done, so incredible, and you were really truly blown away by the talent or by the performance or the tribute that they were doing or whatever it may have been. So I would implore anybody to watch the Grammys if you love good music.
Now you're kind of making me wish that I had tuned in last night. I found out too late that Billy Joel was going to show up and perform. And he released that song last week. Mm-hmm. It's his first new song in decades.
Yeah.
And I did have a chance to hear the song before the Grammy Awards. And here's what I'll say. A lot of people, there are many people that think that Billy Joel's music is kind of schmaltzy.
Sure.
You know? And I've always been a defender of his. And to me, he's one of our best composers.
Yes.
And if you really listen to this, to the lyrics, to this new song, it's very interesting. It's kind of a curious,
yeah,
lyrically, it's very curious. And it makes you wonder exactly what it is he's saying and whether or not there's more new music that might be on the way from him. I'm not exactly sure, but it's I think it's a decent song. I think it's a good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah. But very interesting.
He was one of the guys that had a package done about him, and he actually worked with a young songwriter on this one, and I, off the top of my head, I can't remember his name. But he was a young songwriter, always a huge fan of Billy Joel. He's a producer as well, and his wife knew that his dream was to meet Billy Joel. So she just started like putting out connections. You know, that's kind of what happens when you're in that same scene as everybody else. You know, and eventually she found a doctor who had a friend of a doctor who once treated Billy Joel, and she was able to connect the two. And he was talking about the songwriter, how he invited Billy to lunch, knowing that Billy had no intentions of staying because he ordered half clam shells and a BLT to go. And so he's like, I knew that Billy really just wanted to get in and out of there as fast as absolutely possible. Turns out that first initial lunch lasted a couple hours. This song has been 2 years in the making. And so Billy even talked in the package a little bit about how, you know, up until this moment, he had really lost that drive to create new music. He felt like he was kind of done, like he had done everything he could possibly do for the music world. And so this young songwriter really just infused him with a new energy that he hadn't had in a really, really long time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get this new song and potentially more if they decide to team up. But let's just put it like this. Billy Joel, still on a piano, still one of the best things you're going to see in music. Because it was just sensational. It's really sensational.
He's been the soundtrack to our lives, basically.
Yes.
I mean, we've heard his music, and he's given us so much. So if this is the only thing that he does for another, you know, well, I don't know, hopefully another 20 years or whatever, it's still good because he's given us so much. And is it just me, or does it sound a little Elton John-ish?
A little bit. Elton John-ish. Yes, absolutely. So I just implore anybody to watch the Grammys if you have it on one of the streaming services, because obviously it will hit streaming services so you can rewatch it. It was a really great event. It was really fantastic. And I don't usually say that about awards ceremonies. I have a moment or two where I'm like, ooh, that was kind of cool. But there were several moments last night when I was absolutely blown away by somebody or something happening on the stage. And that doesn't happen very much at the award shows anymore. It really truly doesn't. So if you love music, I promise you're gonna enjoy it. Plus, when you watch it, you know, on a streaming service, if there's a part you don't like, you can always fast forward. You can go through the speeches quicker and all of that and get to the good stuff, which is essentially the performances, right? So I would encourage you to watch it, though. Hey, we've got to take a look at this forecast right now. It's actually going to be beautiful again. I mean, nothing like the 70s we had in Dallas over the weekend, but you know, we're in the upper Midwest now, Finn. We'll take anything that's not below zero at this point in time. Mostly sunny today with a high near 45, mostly cloudy, a few, little bit more fog tonight down to 28, and then fog tomorrow morning, sunshine by the afternoon, beautiful day again, 48 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it's 21. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's another opportunity to celebrate the beautiful bald eagles in Sauk Prairie for Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0. The River Arts Center, once again, will be the spot for it. The lobby will open at 9 a.m., plus ticket pickup opportunities at that point. There'll be an expo and kids activities from 10 until 4. Also have an eagle release video, laughing with animals presentation, a live Birds of Prey show as well. All shows are free, but a ticket is required. And then you can also just do your own eagle watching at the Overlook from 8 until 4 p.m. And the Trip Museum will also be having their bird collection and a presentation from 12:45 to 1:30. All the details can be found at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0 is Saturday, February 10th. And kick off your Super Sunday with the VFW Buffet Breakfast. This monthly event is hosted by the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916. They've got made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. Pricing's $10 per person, and children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Of course, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This is from 8 a.m. until noon, every second Sunday of the month, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
7:33 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Monday's treating you well so far. It's still a little early. I get it. Grab the coffee. You're going to probably need extra today. And a few donuts as well. Never hurts anything. Here's Van Halen. This is Jump on 99.7 Max FM.
Just how you feel.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. And, you know, Finn, we talked a lot about the Grammys. And, of course, Taylor Swift, she won big last night. Also, when she won the Album of the Year award, actually, it wasn't even the Album of the Year. It was for her song Anti-Hero. She announced that there is a new album coming here in March. So everybody was very, very excited to hear about the new album that Taylor Swift will be releasing. So it was a big moment for everybody. She even went on to social media while she was at the backstage at the Grammys and posted a photo of the cover art and all of that kind of stuff. So new music from Taylor Swift coming if you happen to be a Swiftie. Now, speaking of Taylor Swift, we know that she's going to be at the Super Bowl next weekend. In fact, she's had to get special permission to do some flying in and out of Japan because the Eras Tour, I don't know if you know this, is on its Tokyo leg. And so they have made some concessions as far as their airspace so that she can get out of Tokyo back to Las Vegas to watch Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl and then back into to Tokyo to finish that show because of the economic impact that she's going to have on the city. Crazy stuff when you're talking about Taylor Swift, right? At any rate, when it comes to the Super Bowl, which, of course, next Sunday, Super Bowl 58, tickets resellers are finding out that people don't really want to pay $10,000 for a nosebleed seat at the Super Bowl, at least not as many as they thought. Who would have thought, right? I mean, hello, even the appeal of Taylor Swift is not worth $10,000 to a lot of people. A week ago, the cheapest price that you could find for a ticket in the nosebleed section was $10,000. $10,000 to sit in the nosebleed section at the Super Bowl. Over the next 7 days, the price dropped considerably, though. As of right now, it's still incredibly more expensive than it needs to be. The cheapest ticket is almost half that, coming in at $5,443. But how many people can just pull $5,443 out of a hat and be like, I'm going to the Super Bowl? Not many. Not many can actually do that. It's kind of crazy, right? Because you spend, whoa, that was three deer that just ran by our window. That was shocking and surprising okay. This morning.
Where's Aspie? She missed it, huh?
Oh, no, she didn't. They went by so fast, she has no idea what she just saw. That was a little insane. It's weird, though, to think that you can spend all this time rooting for your favorite team, right? You can talk about the NFL, all of the football games, all of these games. Yeah, now you saw them, didn't you, girl? She's going to do a little whining in the background. But, you know, then when it comes to actually being able to watch, you know, some football at the big stage, nobody can afford to do it. It's absolutely insane, right?
Because you have a second mortgage out on the house.
You have celebrities who are there. Yeah, now she sees the deer because they're hanging out in our yard. Yeah, now it's all over. It's all over. Nobody cares about the Super Bowl ticket prices now when there's deer around. Anyway, but no, it's absolutely crazy that this is what we're looking at for ticket prices to go to the Super Bowl. So I guess if you want to take a small mortgage out, you really love the Chiefs or the 49ers, I guess this is your chance to go see them for just a mere $5,443. Is it worth it to see Taylor Swift up close? I don't know. Some people would probably agree it is.
I don't know. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to go to a football game.
I wonder, I'm trying to think about how much the most expensive concert ticket that I've ever purchased. I would have to really think about it. But it's nowhere near that.
No.
It's nowhere near that.
No, it's definitely not where... it's definitely not anywhere up there. I don't even think because we've never had that kind of budget, even spent it as a combined, like for, you know, two or three tickets or four tickets if we're taking more than like somebody else with us. We've never even spent that for like another couple to go with us. So, you know, we'll do the nosebleeds. There was an old radio rule when we were doing radio way back in the day. Now they're hanging out munching in our trees, if you can hear. Way back in our oldies days, we had a overall program director who was like, it's not about where you seat the people in an auditorium, it's just about getting butts in the seat. So that's always what we've adhered to, even when we've gone to a concert. We're like, you know, it's overpriced to sit down here, but as long as we're in the facility, that's pretty cool. She's not gonna make it.
No. Oh, poor Aspen.
Mind blown this morning. Well, my mind was a little blown. Oh my goodness. Yeah, now see, these are the pterodactyl sounds that you get from Aspen. So we're going to let her, oh my gosh, live radio, folks. This is what happens when you're in your home studio. We're going to let her do her thing here for a minute. We're going to have a look at your forecast, and we'll have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The 6th-ranked Badgers fell to 2nd-ranked Purdue 75-69 in a Big Ten battle in Madison yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall scored 20 points to lead Wisconsin, but the Badgers out-rebounded by Purdue 42-29 and allowed 21 second-chance points. The Badgers held Zach Edey to 18 points, 6 below his scoring average, but 6 of Edey's 13 rebounds came on the offensive end. 7-4 big man set a program record by scoring in double figures for the 74th straight game. The Badgers now 8-3 in the Big Ten, a game and a half behind the Boilermakers. Illinois tied with Wisconsin for second place after the Illini knocked off Nebraska 87-84 in overtime yesterday. Bucks fell to 1-3 under new head coach Doc Rivers, falling to the Utah Jazz 123-108 in Salt Lake City. Giannis Antetokounmpo led all scorers with 33 points and 13 assists. Bobby Portis added 27. The Bucks wrap up their 5-game road trip out west tomorrow in Phoenix against the Suns. Doc Rivers will coach the NBA's Eastern Conference All-Star team on February 18th in Indianapolis. Rivers joined the Bucks after Adrian Griffin was fired 2 weeks ago. He told reporters he intends to give his All-Star money and All-Star ring to Griffin. 4th-ranked hockey Badgers knocked off rival Minnesota 2-1 in a shootout on Saturday night to gain a split in their 2-game series with the Gophers. Both games in the series went into overtime. Saturday's game was sold out, the Badgers' first sellout since 2019. It marks the highest-attended college hockey game this season. 2nd-ranked Badger women won their 11th in a row, scoring 3 times in the third period to overpower number 10 St. Cloud State 5-2 on Sunday afternoon in Madison. The Badgers have now won 19 straight in their series with the Huskies. Super Bowl teams Kansas City and San Francisco both arriving in Las Vegas. They'll meet with reporters today, and they'll kick off on Sunday night at 5:30. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be foggy and frosty this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. Our high today, 45, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with more fog. Our low down to 28 tomorrow. Fog in the morning, then sunshine with a high of 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
99.7.
I want you to want me.
I
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:49. I think we have calmed down now, Finn. I think we're okay. Ooh. The deer have quit eating out in our yard. They have quit getting drinks down by the lake, and they've officially vacated the premises this morning. And I think we're calm. I told you the sounds she makes are absolutely not like of a living variety. Yeah. They really, truly aren't. There's a lot of...
the same way.
The sounds that come out.
Sounds, yeah.
I told you, it's like something rising from the dead or something when she starts making those sounds. Anyway, I think we're calm. Little heart was racing. We had to, you know, get a few head pets to calm down a little bit. I think we're good now. We can persevere with the rest of the morning. Something like that. All right. It is birthday time. Now, if you are celebrating today or you know somebody who is, maybe you've even got an anniversary on the list, we'd love to know about it here at Max FM. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. We're going to start with the celebrity side of things. Esme Creed Miles, who is the star of the Amazon Prime series Hannah, she is celebrating her 24th birthday today. You know him best as Nick in Crazy Rich Asians. He also starred in the movie Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. Henry Golding is celebrating his 37th birthday today. Crazy Rich Asians, by the way, is one of my all-time favorites. It really, truly is a great movie. Darren Criss, who played Blaine on Glee. He's also Versace's killer on American Crime Story. He's also celebrating his 37th birthday. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the highest paid soccer players ever, thanks to that $132 million contract he inked with Real Madrid Spain in 2009, celebrating his 39th birthday. He could afford $10,000 nosebleed seats at the Super Bowl. Sure. Let's see, Tony Jaa, who's a martial arts kind of kick butt sort of dude. He was in Furious 7. He was also Talon in Return of Xander Cage. He is 48 years old today. We have Michael Sheen on the list as well from Good Omens. He was also Dr. Williams Masters on Showtime's Masters of Sex. He is celebrating his 55th birthday. Bobby Brown is celebrating today as well from New Edition, solo career, former husband of Whitney Houston, 55 years old. We are definitely going to pull out some Bobby Brown, maybe New Edition, maybe something from his solo career. We'll hopefully we don't have to make something. Him dance though this morning. We've seen Bobby Brown try to pull out the moves recently.
Not pretty.
It's not as good as it was like 30 years ago. Let's just put it like that. Yeah, I know we all get old. It's not easy for us to any of us to do anything when we get older. Chris Parnell, SNL alum, of course. He was also Dr. Leo Spaceman on 30 Rock. He's the voice of Cyril on FX's Archer. And he's also Garth in those Anchorman movies. So, so funny. He is 57 years old today. Duff McKagan, who is the bassist for Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver and now Guns N' Roses. Again, he is celebrating his 60th birthday today. Laura Linney is also celebrating. Kinsey, You Can Count on Me, Mystic River, Love Actually, and of course, Showtime's The Big C. She is celebrating her 60th birthday. I think she's super talented. She's one of my favorite actresses, by the way.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that she's been in that you would recognize. Another really talented actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh, The Hateful Eight, single white female, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Love her. She is 62 years old today. Tim Meadows, of course, we all know him best as being the ladies' man. He was also Principal Duval in Mean Girls. 63 years old for him today.
Now, the ladies' man, that was a really popular SNL sketch back in the day. I have to admit, I've never seen the movie. Have you seen
either.
The movie?
Okay. I haven't either.
A lot of people say it's pretty bad, but I have never seen it.
See, that's why I haven't, because I have these legendary SNL skits saved up in my head, right? And then they try to make them into a movie and it's just not great.
It doesn't work out.
It's not great. I mean, it'd be like if they tried to do a church lady movie. Thank you very much, Dana Carvey. It just doesn't work when you put it into like an actual feature length film.
A 10-minute sketch is much different than you know, an hour and a half movie.
Right, exactly. So no, I've never watched it either because The Ladies' Man was one of my favorite skits they did. And I was just like, no, I can't see how that's going to work. Now, Wayne's World was a different story because you could actually come up with the storyline for Wayne and Garth. That was completely different. Ladies' Man, it was kind of one of those things where it was what it was in that 10-minute skit, right? Like that's, so, I mean, there's some stuff that's worked. A lot of it, though, I don't actually see it being really that great as far as a feature-length film. Anyway, Christopher Guest, who was Count Rugen, the Six-Fingered Man in The Princess Bride, also Harlan Pepper in Best in Show, Nigel Tufnel in Spinal Tap, obviously married to Jamie Lee Curtis, and he is also an SNL alum, celebrating his 76th birthday today. I love Christopher Guest. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Daryl Waltrip, who is a NASCAR driver and also voice of Daryl Cartrip in the movie Cars, if the kids were a fan at one point in time. He is 77 years old today. We have Al Cooper, also celebrating, Blood, Sweat, and Tears founder and former keyboardist. He also played organ on Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. He played French horn on the Stones. You can't always get what you want. And he wrote the 1965 number one hit, This Diamond Ring, and produced Lynyrd Skynyrd's first album. It's like the dude's got a little talent or something. Yeah. He's celebrating his 80th birthday today. And then, of course, we've talked a little bit about football this morning and the upcoming Super Bowl on Sunday. This is a name football fans will recognize. Roger Staubach is celebrating his 82nd birthday, legendary Dallas Cowboys quarterback, of course. Now, we do have a couple of local birthdays on our list for today. Let's see, where did they go? Here we are. I found it. I've got the right tab open. Everything is good now. Anne Maxwell is celebrating today. So, Anne, very happy birthday to you. And Dolly Payne is also celebrating a birthday today. So, Dolly, we hope you have a wonderful day as well. And, of course, same wishes go out to you if you happen to be celebrating a birthday or an anniversary. If you do want to add somebody to the list, Finn, it is so easy. You just have to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, we do have to take a quick look at this forecast because it's going to be gorgeous over the next couple of days. Even watching the deer run through the yard this morning, it was quite lovely. Mostly sunny today with a high near 45. Mostly cloudy tonight. We could see some fog with a low near 28. And then tomorrow, fog in the morning. Sunshine for most of the day, though. Beautiful temperatures once again with a high near 48. Right now, it's 21.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
99.7
7:57 right now. We hope that you're having a great Monday. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. It's The Cars Now with Shake It Up on 99.7 Max FM.
Shake it up. Dance all night.
shake it up.